1 Peter, Dimensions of Suffering. By suffering, the human race ushers in suffering by choosing to disobey God and give place to sin, Romans 5:12. Suffering is never part of God's original purpose, John 1:5. Both God and Satan use the inevitable to meet their objectives. This letter is directed to Jews across the world. The impulse of Peter is now transformed. He encourages Jews to face suffering with courage and purity. He strengthens them with positive perspectives on suffering. He warns of greater suffering for the unsaved. God's twist to suffering is to still use it to test our faith and glorify his name, though his original purpose has been temporarily hacked. Satan, on the other hand, constantly on the prowl, seeks to destroy. We can have temporary suffering or permanent suffering. We could suffer for the right or wrong reasons. The Bible assures us that while doing right invites less scope for suffering, even if it does come, we are blessed. And should trust God, we need to be prepared, yet gentle and reverent in our communication at this time, 1 Peter 3:15. This is far better than suffering for doing wrong, facing consequences of our actions. The permanent suffering is the worst kind, faced by sinners in hell, 1 Peter 4:17. The lifestyle requirements at this time is to leverage suffering to work for our good and God's glory. That lifestyle, described throughout the book, involves veering away from the devil and gravitating towards God in thought, word, and deed. It involves living as Christ would if he were us. Our perspectives on suffering is to suffer rejection as a living stone, as Christ did, seeking to be precious in God's sight. To also share in Christ's suffering as a shepherd. Leadership involves sacrifice and a shepherd's heart. Assurances Peter gives us in this book are that through suffering, we get salvation, perfection, purification. We are never disappointed. We have the enduring word. We are chosen for mercy. We are never alone. Our prayers are responded. We have blessing and glory. And our attitude in suffering is to keep on rejoicing, knowing that it is short-lived and that God's glory is shining through every situation. Some people are in denial on having to face suffering. What enables us to face it head-on? What responsibilities do we have as a shepherd and living stone? How can we keep on rejoicing and remain victorious in suffering?